This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
I love that line. You're not supposed to, but I do. I love that line. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you here with me. And I so much appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, you heard David Fisher speak in the last hour. Yeah. David, I love David. You know, I think he makes it simple. I mean, freaks me out with some of the stuff he says about the economy and the stock market. But in case you didn't get it, he's got a Morgan Silver coin he's willing to give you. You just got to call him. You don't have to do a half an hour speech. You don't have to show up, you know, someplace because there's a long presentation that bores you out of your mind. And all you got to do is call 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311, free coin. The free coming bail, free paper on the coming bail-in, how the government can, through Dodd-Frank, they can freeze your retirement money. They don't necessarily take it away from you, but it's not quite available the minute and the time that you want it, which ain't cool. And you got a couple of requirements. Come on, let's use a little common sense here. We always ask the Dems to do it. Let's do it ourselves. Right? You got to have a job. You got to have two nickels to rub together. You can't be living in mom's basement. You know, that kind of stuff. You know, the normal stuff, right? Anyway, again, always pleasure to have you with me. The, man, I got so much stuff I want to touch on. Leland Yee, you know, I've talked about him forever. He's the ex-California state senator. He was a gun control champion. He was the guy pushing for some of the toughest gun laws in the country. Guess what? He's heading to prison for weapons trafficking. Yeah. Some of you who don't know, that's gun trafficking. Yeah, he got sentenced last week to 5 years in prison, which is really a joke, considering what he pushed for, the hypocrisy behind him. On the surface, the story, it looks like a fall from grace. The 67-year-old had risen steadily in the ranks of Bay Area politics since the late 80s when he was elected to the San Francisco School Board. He then went on to sit on the city's Board of Supervisors and then in the State Assembly. The latter role saw him become the first Asian-American speaker pro tem in 2004, making him the second-highest-ranking Democrat in the California Assembly. Now, from 2006 onwards, Yee served as a state senator, was plotting a Secretary of State campaign when his political visions were curtailed by the federal indictment in March of 2014. You know, it's a joke in California. If it's okay for the Dems to have two-thirds of the state house, really. At two-thirds, they're unstoppable. But they eventually stop themselves because they start to get indicted. This isn't the first time. And then that brings their numbers down. And as long as we can keep the Dems mad at their people that get indicted, we can get in. So, the arrest swept Yee and his associate Keith Jackson, 51, up in charges alongside some of the city's most notorious gangsters, notably among the Chinatown gangster Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow. You know, he was a mobster. It was one thing for the public to learn that Chow, a known convict, may have been embroiled in more objectionable schemes, but it was quite another to hear that Yee, a respected public figure who had supposedly distanced himself from the San Francisco's corrupt past, being accused of the same undercover FBI investigation. Now, on Wednesday, he got nailed with a 5-year prison sentence for accepting bribes and trafficking in arms. I want you to think about that. An elected official who we're supposed to trust, respect, and honor. Right? And he gets 5 years for accepting bribes and trafficking in arms. I mean, can you imagine if he was a white Christian? He probably would have got 500 years, you know, of back-to-back sentences. Initially, he denied that he had anything to do with it. But then all of a sudden, last summer, decided to plead guilty. Didn't want all that crap going through the mud. He didn't want to be, you know, drugged through the mud. He said, "I hope in your sentencing of me," he went on, this is the one that'll cause you to have, like, a nightmare. Cause you want to kill somebody, you know? He said, "I hope that in your sentencing of me, you will look at my entire life and not just these crimes I've committed." The senator implored the U.S. District Judge Charles Breyer on Wednesday, "In the 67 years of my life, I've devoted much of it to the work of the communities, people here in San Francisco and in the state of California." He added that he was most ashamed to have hurt his family and supporters. "This will always weigh on me, and that will always haunt me for the rest of my life." But Breyer was unsympathetic to the calls for leniency. While holding public office, he had accepted thousands of dollars in campaign contributions in exchange for political favors. And on the other side, he and two associates had been involved in weapons trafficking. So, you know, you're talking about bribery. This is a long history of. You know, when you look at bribery, what is it? Truly. If you're getting money to sway a vote or to give somebody favor in a certain situation, that's bribery. There's no question about it. If somebody's giving you money for a nonprofit you're involved in, like mine would be the nonprofit to help Joe Messina. Seriously, I'm just joking. No, seriously, I mean, when you look at these things and you decide where they end up, where the money ends up, what it's for, some of these guys collect money for good charities, you know, cancer charities and things like that. You know, as long as the money's not going in their pocket, I don't have a problem with that part of it. Because in a lot of smaller communities, it is the elected officials that help people raise money. I hate when I do that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. I got a lot to say. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Seriously. Get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can get involved in the... I mean, there's a gazillion and three things you can do up there. Seriously. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to be with you. Check us out on Facebook. We're running Facebook Live. I guess we always do. Lots of smarter people than I are in Facebook Live. Seriously, you'll have a good time with them. Also, my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, you can find that at therealside.com. You can find it on Amazon. But if you buy it from realside.com, I'll get it out to you with a signature if that's what you're looking for, although I never understood the signature thing. Never, 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 never. Seriously. So we're talking about Leland Yee. I love talking about how the Democrats are such hypocrites when it comes to stuff like this. Talking about, you know, you got to have gun control. Guns are bad. Got to get rid of guns. This guy was starting to put up some of the toughest, strongest gun control measures, gun control laws in the country here in the state of California. And what's he getting indicted for? Weapons trafficking. Gun trafficking. Now, I'm not delighting that he got caught and all that other stuff. I'm delighting in the fact that the hypocrisy, the light was shined on the hypocrisy of the whole thing. So he got a 5-year sentence for accepting bribes and trafficking in arms. Again, imagine if he was a white, pasty white Christian guy, he would have got 50 years. He asked the judge for leniency. Right? But the judge said, no way, no how. You're holding public office. You're held to a higher standard. He accepted thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in campaign contributions in exchange for political favors. I was explaining to you what I think political favors are. There are elected officials all up and down, or all through the country, locals. I'm not talking about state, more locals, that help raise money for local charities, that help raise money for situations for families who need money. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. That's different. And I know some of those people give money to those charities, so if the elected official will kind of look favorably upon them, well, then that's why you have people with integrity, people who can't be bought, people who will vote no matter what's going on, you know, with them or community leader or what have you. The judge went on to say, it must be that the public has trust in the integrity of the institution. And Mr. Lee, you abuse that trust, according to the judge. He called these actions vile, and that the arms dealing particularly hypocritical given the political history of Yee's gun advocacy, or anti-gun advocacy. Court records show that Yee agreed to perform certain official acts in exchange for mayoral campaign and later Secretary of State campaign donations. He obliged one undercover agent who wanted him to make a call to the California Department of Public Health on behalf of an invented contract, as well as another who asked him to take a particular stance on medical marijuana legislation. Now, see, you can't skirt those. When he picks up the phone and makes the call, and he gets that person on the line, you know, you can't skirt that. You can't say that that's not what I was doing, because they've got records of it. He also discussed buying weapons overseas and bringing them to the U.S. with two associates and an undercover agent. He accepted the $6,800, a list of arms for purchase in the Philippines. The maneuvers were not only illegal, but also in stark contrast to what he had long purported to stand for. He told the CBS News source, actually 2 years before he was arrested, it is extremely important that individuals in the state of California do not own assault weapons. I mean, it's just so crystal clear, isn't it? There's no debate. There's no discussion for this. They don't need to have them. No, because he wanted to make it so you had to go through him to get the arms. Talk about wiping out your competition, right? As a legislator, Yee supported strict gun control laws, who was named to the Brady Campaign Gun Violence Prevention Honor Roll. The calamitous... You tell I didn't write this, right? The calamitous epilogue of Yee's career then seems to be an abrupt about-face. During his campaign, Yee had styled himself as an outsider removed from the corruption that plagues San Francisco. Are you kidding me? The only way you can be an outsider is you'd have to grow up in Texas and bump or trip onto San Francisco or into San Francisco, if you would. Seriously. He said, my parents didn't encourage me to go into politics at all, he told a magazine. There was a stereotype in Chinese community that sees politics with suspicion. Politicians aren't honorable. They're corrupt. They're unsavory. Boy, they pegged him, didn't they? Maybe there's something to that, you know, those Chinese expressions. Don't you think? Some members of the public have expressed a disappointment over his conviction. Many, many more think that the 5-year sentence is fair, if not too light. You know, for some, for someone who's admitted to abusing his position, I mean, he said it. There's also a portion of the San Francisco community that couldn't be less surprised. Now, Yee maintained a clean-cut image. Those who followed his career closely, though, and opposed him politically, have viewed him as a contradictory figure from the start. He was never someone who could be trusted, they say. The signs of corruption have been there all along, and whispers about his beguiling character were part of why he came fifth. And in 2000 mayoral election. You know, and he could have been the American dream story. Why do they have to keep screwing this crap up? He was born in China. South China in Guangdong province. Right? That was when Mao Zedong was taking over. Yi's father was a store owner who served in the U.S. Army during World War II, and the family fled to San Francisco's Chinatown when Yi was 3 years old. For the first 4 years, San Francisco Bay Guardian reported Yi lived with his sister and mother in a one-room apartment. His father sailed as a merchant marine to make some money. The movie theater, the shoe store, the barbershop, food, everything you needed you could get in Chinatown. It's just like where I grew up in Italian town, so to speak, in Boston. Everything you needed was right there within a couple of blocks of you. You really never needed to leave that area. And finally, Yi went to college at UC Berkeley. He got a master's at San Francisco State, a PhD in child psychology. Right? He got that at the University of Hawaii. When he returned to Hawaii on a trip in 1992, Yi had his first little-known run-in with the law. According to the Hawaiian Reporter, Yi was arrested that year for allegedly stuffing a bottle of Tropical Blend tan magnifier oil in his pocket and walking out of the store. Okay, you know what? I'm not saying it's right, but is this really news? Is that newsworthy? I mean, every one of you that walked out of a store when you were a young guy, young person, with something in your pocket that didn't belong there, raise your hand. You know what I'm saying? But what I will say for him, is nothing right now because we got to go to a break. I'm Joe Bacini, your host, just on the Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. No, no, seriously, please don't go far. Got a lot more to say.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And I do so much appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, the time you spend on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right. Like, head up to my website or head up to Amazon.com. Help me buy new shirts. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All right. We were talking about Leland Yee, the California senator who was holier than thou, fighting for tougher gun laws, and then got caught not only in bribery scandal, but also in gun running. What do you think of that? But that's how we thin out the herd up here in California. That's how we make sure that the Dems lose their two-thirds control of the House and the Senate. I'm sorry, of the House, of the Assembly and the Senate. That's how we do it. It's easier that way, because you know, when they get that much power, when they get that much money, they can't control themselves. Those who were close to Yee knew that he was corrupt, knew that he had problems, knew that he had integrity issues. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I was explaining earlier in the last segment that the fact that he stole, I don't know, that he stole stealing is wrong. Don't get me wrong. It's not what I'm saying here. But they make such a big deal of the fact that we knew he was starting down that road when he stole some skin tan lotion or suntan lotion or something. That's just crazy. That doesn't make a whole criminal. There are people who steal plenty of stuff when they're young and then they go in a straightened path for the rest of their lives. Now, the community, I guess he grew up in, was very tight-knit, too. And so people knew who he was. And later on in life, they couldn't believe that he made it to where he made it. When he got caught in Hawaii stealing that oil, or the suntan lotion, where the heck it was, he decided he needed to go to court either. He skipped his court appearance. The case was dismissed, probably because it was a $1.50 tube of oil or something. The incident was minor, right? But many of the people in his community said, hey, this is the beginning of what we believe, showed what his character was going to be later on in life. But think about that. Now, former employees of the Asian Americans for Community Involvement, for which he was administrator, told the SF Weekly, the San Francisco Weekly, that he once used a bottle of Whiteout to revise the medical records of the nonprofit's beneficiaries to make their condition seem more severe. Okay, so that should have been among you know, the big lessons learned. Oh, my God, this guy's willing to lie about anything to get anything. Another time, while serving on the city school board, he reportedly registered his children under a fake address so they could attend a better school. While he was running for mayor, rallies for his opponent, and the current mayor at the time, Ed Lee, doubled his opportunities to speak out against him, the local news source said. Despite his Chinatown roots, he lacked the Chinese-American support that Lee enjoyed. Now, Rose Pak, a Chinatown pawnbroker, a power broker, told The Guardian that Yi had no moral character whatsoever. She rattled off a list of her unconfirmed suspicions. She goes on to say, how did that guy manage to buy a $1 million house on a $30,000 a year salary? City Hall salary. Right? Many in his neighborhood didn't trust him. But we went on to keep... We do this in California. We don't care... If they have a D in front of their names, there is almost nothing they can do except re-register as a Republican. Marry a Republican. Speak out against Obama. I mean, there's very few things they could do to not get elected again, to not get help, to not get funded. Right? I mean, think about it. The article goes on to say that he's grown, changed, and developed his positions over time, or he's become an expert at political pandering, telling every group exactly what it wants to hear. He's the best chance progressives have to keep the corrupt old political machine out of City Hall. Guess what? He's now in jail. I know, I find that refreshing. I find it wonderfully refreshing. And the biggest reason I do is because this scum has got to go. This kind of scum has got to go. Until we decide to clean it up on our own, and we're going to have to clean a lot of it up on our own because, you know, in these Dem areas, they're not going to fix it. You know, I've told you about voter fraud before. I know that in some cities and some towns and places in California, we can't clean it up because they're run by Democrats, and the Democrats refuse to clean it up. They refuse to do anything about it. Everybody's screaming. I just got an email pop up. The left is going crazy because they say the EPA staff would be cut by one-fifth and many programs would have to be slashed. Well, that's the idea, isn't it? Isn't that what he was shooting for? Isn't that what he said? The EPA really, really, really needs to be cleaned up. The Department of Ed needs to be cleaned up. I don't know. I don't know what part of anything Trump said when he was running that people didn't. Well, the people on the left didn't get any of it, right? What part did they not get? Did they not understand? Or you know, and again, like people have been saying, it's kind of the truth. Politicians lie so often, so much, and so often that when they start doing exactly what they say they're going to do, nobody knows what to do about it. How sad is that? That's right along what I've been telling you guys about abortion. You know, when it gets to the point where society has made it so that abortion is a better thing to do than adoption, man, we got a problem. Don't we? That's how I see it anyway. If I'm off, you can always let me know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. All right, let's do another bizarro one. I love the bizarro ones. By the way, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to those people in the central part of the country that are going through the tornadoes and other things, losing their homes. It's terrible. And so if you're praying people, please take a minute to pray for them. Seriously. I do a minute of silence, but it makes the stations crazy. But sure, take your time. You know, take a minute, pray for safety and peace and that kind of stuff for those people. I kids can't imagine. I saw the pictures, can't even imagine. You know, driving back up to your house after that, and there ain't no house. Just a lot with a cement bottom. And yes, Mr. Obama has caused the Dow Jones to go over 21,000 today. It's always good, right? The let's see, what else we got going on here? Oh, this one came up. This one I love. So NBC is chastising the really rich Trump for spending our cash on the military. So I guess it's okay to spend it on illegals. It's okay to spend it on refugees. It's okay to spend it on every little pet project that has absolutely nothing to do with making America better. But when we want to shore up the military, we want to give them the equipment they need, we're the bad guys? I'm telling you, it's a sickness, people. Right? Things got really... I mean, if you really wanted to see Bizarro World, you should tune in to NBC the other night. Reporter Haley Jackson seemed to suggest that President Donald Trump's wealth somehow precludes him from increasing military spending. The president, who's talked plenty about his money, now spending the taxpayers' money, she chided with a clip of Trump talking about money plate. What the heck does one have to do? You know what? It's not coffee. I'm telling you, it's wine or vodka in that glass. Right? She thinks that he should be paying for the changes he wants to make. The White House revealed that President Trump plans to hike defense spending by 10%. $54 billion is part of his first budget proposal. Anchor Lester Holt was really, really set back by this. This really irritated him. That would put other federal agencies in line to absorb some potentially deep cuts. Yes. Yes, people want cuts. The American people want things streamlined. They want things cleaned up. They want money to stop going to refugees and start going to vets. They wanted a change, you yo-hos, or they wouldn't have voted for Trump. They would have voted for your Hillary. They would have filled all the governorships with Democrats. They would have given all the houses, or the majority of the houses across the country, back to the Democrats. But they didn't do it. What do you guys need? A flare tied to your head to get the message? That might not even help. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Please don't go far.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me.
I can say that faster.
I don't want any more complaints. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure for you to be with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you can do up there. And we can have some fun after you buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You know, I don't want to waste a whole bunch of time because I want to get back to the story. I love the story. Because, you know, all of a sudden, the Dems have found fiscal responsibility. They didn't care what affordable care was going to cost, how unaffordable it actually was going to be. Because, you know, we needed to pass the bill before we could find out what was in it, because that's how it works, I guess. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's just ridiculous. All of a sudden, they found the Constitution. Everything Trump is doing is unconstitutional. Everything the Republicans are doing is unconstitutional. Every single thing they did was constitutional. And then you've got NBC, who are very upset that Trump's not spending his own money on shoring up the military. These people are brain dead. I'm telling you. And she even says, one of the, what's the reporter's name? Haley Jackson. Right? That Donald Trump's wealth should preclude him from suggesting that we spend. So everything the man does now, he's going to be precluded from something because he has some money. And even if it means something better for the country, they don't care. That doesn't matter. She played a clip from Trump claiming that the country was going to start winning wars again. Or, I'm sorry, she played a clip from Trump claiming, proclaiming the country was going to start winning again. And then appeared to whine about Trump's vision as she explained what that entailed. She said, well, that means a lot more money on the military, a lot less everywhere else. You're right. You know what? There might be hope for this woman. She seems to be able to get it now. She's getting the picture. We want less money for refugees. We want less money for illegals. We want less money for the things that take away from the American populace, from American citizens. They should get first dibs on taxpayer money, money paid in by the American taxpayers. She listed some of the problems that she saw with the president's budget proposal. President Trump wants to add $54 billion to beef up the Pentagon intelligence agencies and Homeland Security. How terrible of him. Why would you want the Pentagon intelligence agencies or Homeland Security to be able to do a better job? That's disgusting. Also, it slashed the same amount to agencies like the EPA and the State Department. Its new budget director emphasizes it's just an outline, but the cuts could mean less money for, let's say, arts and helping people in need overseas. They're loons. They really are. They're loons. Why would I? How? Not even why. Let's take the why out of this. Let's use the old example. When you're on an airplane, what do they tell you to do if there's a loss of oxygen? Do they tell you to run up and down the halls and put everybody's mask on first? No. They basically tell you, look, the flight attendants, we're going to be in our chairs. You're on your own. And listen, the adult in the aisle, you put it on your face first and then you help the others. Because you can't help anybody else if you're sucking for oxygen. We can't help anybody else if we're sucking for money. You heard earlier, if you listened to the show earlier, we are, I think when Reagan left office, our debt was 48% of the GDP or something like that, whatever it was. It was high. It was wrong. It was high. Might have been higher than it. When Mr. Obama left office, it's 106% of the GDP. In other words, if we paid nothing, paid no one, stopped paying everybody, we could not pay our debt off in 1 year. This country. This mighty country. The NBC reporter also... The NBC reporter also ran a clip of House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi attacking Trump for not knowing any better. She says, I don't even know if the president really understands the ramifications of the cuts that are being proposed, she said. Well, I think he does. I think he does. I think he realizes that it's no more money for refugees, that it's no more money for illegals, that it's no more money for all these little pet projects that you guys want. And then in a real strange moment, although I don't know how you can call it strange, because most of them when I listen to them are in strange moments. She argued, or appeared to argue, that Trump should target entitlement spending instead. Stating that right now the government spends the majority of its budget on entitlements like Medicare, Social Security. Programs the president promised to protect. Oh my God. Think about what this woman is saying. She goes on to say, it's true that in order to get spending under control, entitlements must be dealt with. But it's hypocritical for a liberal to point that out. Since, the writer says, let's try this again. It's true that in order to get spending under control, entitlements got to be dealt with. But it's hypocritical for a liberal to point that out since they don't really care about the debt deficit. And they don't care about increasing government spending. Or dependency. Look, they'll say that, and you got to, even you guys on the left, think about it. And don't tell me that under Reagan and Bush increased the government tremendously. Maybe they increased workers or what have you. I don't know. But did they really increase the programs that government put together? The programs that government had? I'd like to know. Tell me. But liberals, they have never met a deficit spending bill they didn't like. Look, this trillion-dollar infrastructure bill. They're okay with it. They're actually saying that it was Obama's bill from a couple years back. Yes or no, they're just saying it's Obama's bill. And even though we're in this much financial shape, we're in bad shape all the way around, they're okay with spending it. As Jackson wrapped up her report, she seemed to give the impression that it was somehow inappropriate for Trump to adjust spending of the federal government. She went on to say, a framework for now, as the president puts our cash behind his campaign promises, our cash behind his campaign promises. Well, the people that voted for him, lady, knew that these were his campaign promises. They knew he was going to carry this out. They knew this was something that he wanted to do. And they also knew that he was going to have to use American taxpayer money. So why is it that you're not okay with something the Americans want him to spend the money on, yet the stuff the Americans don't want him? Look, there isn't one American citizen that doesn't want to be compassionate to people who need help. There's also not one American citizen that wants you to spend money on refugees before you spend money on vets, before you spend money on the homeless, before you spend money on people that actually, American citizens that actually need the help. You know, liberals, this is classic for the liberals. And the liberal media loves doing this. Right? They move the goalposts for fiscal responsibility. Now that a Republican is in office, everything he wants to do that's going to cost a dollar, they're going to ask him where it's going to come from. Never heard that before, though. That huge, 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 unaffordable Obamacare Act. Right? There was no... All we heard from that was, it won't add one dime to the bottom line. Remember that? It won't cost the taxpayer one more dime. No, it's going to cost the taxpayer about 100,000 more dimes. I have been listening to this stuff for so long and watching and reporting on this stuff for so long that I don't know if it can ever change. Seriously. I mean, other than God showing up on the scene, physically, if you would, and saying, okay, people, time to play nice. And here's how we're going to do it. I don't see anything changing. For the last 8 years, right? I mean, actually, for the first few years, the Democrats had total control. They ran rampant with anything. They put anything on the table they wanted to and passed them. And now that we have, now, you know, what's the snarky attitude about Trump reallocating tax dollars to the programs he wants to ramp up? You know, the left was fine with giving everybody free college, free health care, free. Remember Nancy Pelosi? You should have these things so you don't have to worry about paying your bills and you can go pursue your hobbies. If you want to be a professional artist, having a job shouldn't get in the way. Not having health care should get in the way. You should be able to pursue those things. You know, it's all about the pursuit of happiness. I got to find that. We did that on the show once before. That's one of those roll around on the floor laughing your buns off going, I can't believe she just said that. God. And then they make all these snide comments towards us. And I'll bet you right now, if Trump came out and he offered free health care and free education to everybody who has 2 feet on our soil here, I'll bet you they would find a way to say, well, how's he going to pay for that? You can't have that. That was our idea. See, a lot of this stuff, they're thinking they're going to get back in office. So they're gonna try to hold back on it. All right, we've got to hold off for 2 years. We're going to hold it off for 2 years. We're going to get back in. And we're going to be able to do all this ourselves. Man, I'm running out of time, but there was some really, really good stuff in here. I may talk about this tomorrow night. The second part of this interview is just roll around on the floor, hilariously funny. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me tonight. Remember, we are here every day. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, find the other stations we're on, or give me money, buy my book, do it, get involved. Have a great rest of the day.